very good word for what's just walked into my studio this Friday afternoon, I have to say. Jules normally stays put in her studio, but I have to say she's goal-hanging right now. Well, it is the final of the World Cup this weekend. There's a very specific reason why she's doing that. We'll explain what it is in moments.
Join us, Ali and Tash, on Friday nights from 6 for the best in unsigned music from across the county.
If it's new, unsigned or under the radar, then you can hear it on The Weekender Introducing.
Download the podcast, listen again via the website,
or listen live on 104.2 and 103.6 FM BBC Radio Northampton.
BBC Introducing Northampton.
And it's a great start to the weekend. She's upstairs at the moment. She'll be on our programme next week. But of course, the best start to your weekend with The Weekender here at BBC Radio Northampton, whether you're listening on 103.6 FM, 104.2 FM or around the world on the website. Do go and have a look at the website. It's got all the news of what's going on with pre-Grand Prix traffic. It's got some fantastic stories about what's going on in our county. Maybe some of the items that otherwise don't make it onto the radio station here, but you can still be in touch with what's going on in our county, the best county in the country. I am biased. I was born in it when all said and done. Find out more by going and having a look at the website, bbc.co.uk/Northampton or Northamptonshire. Now, the weekend is fast approaching. There are any number of reasons to be out and about. For instance, you could be going to the Grand Prix. You could be avoiding the Grand Prix like the plague. You could be going off to the 2020 cricket. You could be going off to parties for the World Cup final and much more besides. You might just like to go and find a park somewhere and just laze about in the sunshine because there's going to be plenty of it around. But of course, how do you then feed the inner person, male or female? You'll know because we've had her in on a number of occasions that our very, very tame and extremely knowledgeable foodie, Vanessa Kimball, has been writing in the local press. She's also been building the details of a new book that she's about to publish, and there's exciting news about that, which you can tell us about right now, because she's back for another visit, and of course, the summertime being what it is, picnics are what we're going to be talking about. But before we get into them, Vanessa, welcome back, and good news about the book.
Fantastic news. Hello.
Tell me more.
I took the concept to a publisher, a local publisher, actually, in Oxford. They're called How To Books, and they're publishing the book in May next year. It's a summer book. And I have to get the recipes all done. I'm right in the middle of developing them, actually. In fact, some of these goodies that I've brought you are from developing the book.
And the whole idea is for it to be a seasonal guide to some top food and how to entertain in a variety of different environments, isn't it?
The book's actually called Prepped. And the reason it's called Prepped is because it's about staying one step ahead. Mm-hmm. It's about being ready for whatever life throws at you. And trust me, life throws plenty at me with three children, a husband and working really now. So, and it means that, like me, the food has to multitask.
Okay.
It has to do lots of different jobs at once. So, for example, over here, I mean, I've got a bottle of homemade lemonade, which works on so many levels because look, it's in a really beautiful little antique bottle. It's a HP sauce bottle, actually.
Is it really?
It is, look. It's gorgeous. It's a little antique one. And I can give that as a gift.
Of course, very
good
point.
So if I'm going to supper on Saturday night, I can give that as a gift.
Well, you can't give that one because I've had a tot out of it now. But never mind, I didn't spit in it.
But
the presentation is all important. I should say that as Vanessa arrived, she's brought with her a selection of picnic items, which we'll talk about in a moment. But they came in a proper wicker basket. There's a small piece of fabric which has been used as a dining cloth. You know, all the right crockery has come out. It looks absolutely superb. And that's part of the inviting nature of the food. It's entertaining before you get anywhere near eating it.
That's the idea. I mean, I've always said you eat with your eyes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at things and you just think, oh.
And presentation is very important to you because you have in your genes a very, very well developed sense of the gastronomic, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. My mother, she's so inspirational. She's Italian by birth, and she was a chef at Keele University, and so I'm afraid from probably the word dot, I was a food connoisseur.
Well, connoisseur as opposed to snob, which is a very important distinction to make as well.
Not snob. No, I mean, that's what I was just talking about, this lemon. Come back to being snob. Look, we're all in a hurry. If you have a moment for a picnic and you think, oh, I really want to go and enjoy something, you can pick up a sponge cake at the supermarket. Nothing extraordinary, just a plain sponge cake. If you skewer the top of that sponge cake and just drizzle that lemon over the top, that lemon syrup that I've just made your lemonade with, mm-hmm. then you've instantly got this massive, hit of citrusy lemon coming through, and you've suddenly transformed an ordinary cake into a lemon cake, which has got this sort of heady aroma, which is perfect for picnics.
And it takes seconds to do.
Last minute.
And you've made something other than a machine-made product.
Yeah, you've individualised something. I mean, that's the in the book, obviously, I give the full recipe for making the sponge.
But yeah, sure.
But people are busy.
People don't have a lot of time to do these things.
No, absolutely not. And at the same time, that lemon syrup makes an absolutely superb salad dressing.
How did you make the lemon syrup?
It's really a simple question of sugar, water and lemons. Boil it up.
Simple as that.
And if you want to turn it into lavender lemonade, you throw some lavender in with it.
Plenty of it in the gardens at
the
moment as well.
This time of year, so you can see on that level that the book sort of goes on the theme that I have really got so much to do. I don't have time to make everything individually.
Yep.
So one piece, I suppose I compared it to a wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
At home, I've got several black dresses. A black dress to me, you dress it up, you dress it down.
Mm-hmm.
Put some sparklies on with it, you go out for the evening, you put some flip-flops on with it. And this prime example, really, is you can dress it up, you can dress it down. And it can take you anywhere. It can take you to a dinner party, or it can take you out to a picnic in the park in a minute's notice. And it's there, it's ready, it's waiting. It's not this sort of panic to think, oh, somebody's just walked in the door. Someone could walk in my house in this afternoon and I will be able to offer them instantly a glass of lemonade.
All right, now the book is going to show the hints and tips and the shortcuts, I suppose, to great entertaining, but it doesn't have to take you a lot of time, particularly if you are busy. We're now into the season where, for instance, picnics are very much the opportunity. I'm not too sure how many people actually go to the bother of having a picnic these days because they see it as bother. You've got to get the hamper out. You've got to get the crockery out. You've got to go and get umpteen courses together. Don't you?
No, it took me about... I'm really not joking. It took me about 15 minutes to throw this together because I...
You're
was,
kidding.
No, because I was actually writing and then I did some to this morning. Then I did some training. I've got three children off. They're off school at the moment. And then I stopped off and had lunch with one of my closest friends.
All right, tell me what you've actually got there before we get into eating any of it, because I want to get the full picture of what you've actually got in the studio this afternoon.
What I think has to go with picnics is simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've got something that's already sort of there in the cupboard ready made for you, some lemonade. But you've got, there's a kilner jar here. It's very pretty, and all I've done is thrown some strawberries in with some blueberries and then scattered some lavender sugar over the top. And if you haven't got lavender sugar, scatter some sugar over the top and then drop some lavender on it. Here, have a...
It's not quite Wimbledon time now, but I will have a... Oh, I've got proper cutlery and everything as well. Okay, now lavender sugar.
Can you smell that? Before you do anything, just have a smell. Do those strawberries just...
Yeah. Okay. Excuse me.
Yeah, you see, I have to carry on talking
getting such a look of jealousy from next door from my partner in crime who's about to be away in Spain and should be having this.
If you've thrown some fruit into jam jars, there's no cleaning up to do. It keeps it all fresh.
Can you get kilner jars easily these days?
Well, I pick those up at the car boot sale. In fact, can I say where I go to the car boot sale?
Yeah,
oh, Holcott.
Mm.
Absolutely fantastic. It starts just, what they say midday, but really, really people get there a little bit before. And I go and pick up various little bits and pieces. And really, one man's sort of junk is another man's treasure. And for picnics, especially if you don't want to go out and spend all the money on a hamper, just go and buy some. They don't have to match. Just buy little bits and pieces.
Yeah, we're all sitting down there fulfilling a practical purpose.
Well, if you break them, it's not the end of the world. If you paid 20 pence
good
for
tip.
A plate,
good
it's
tip.
Not the end of the world.
Strawberries taste really good. Blueberries are good. The lavender sugar, I really do get the lavender sugar. And there's just, so much of it about at the moment.
It's an aroma.
Yeah, fabulous.
Rather than taste, it sort of comes through. It's related to mint.
So really, you pop it into the kilner jar and let it do it all
by itself.
It
does its own little thing. And in the warmth of sort of, let's face it, food tastes amazing on picnics. I mean, I just would like to say to anybody out there, if you're going to do one thing this weekend, it's inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost money. It's no more expensive than eating at home, but you can make a whole afternoon out of it. And at this point in life, nobody's got a lot of money.
Okay, so the food should be enhancing the entertainment of being with your family and
just
friends.
Get
it
out,
shouldn't be dominating.
Turn the mobile phones off and get out there with a blanket and some food.
What else have we got?
Well, I'm a huge fan of couscous. frankly, because it involves pouring some water over something and stirring it. You can't beat it. And this one, I've squeezed a little bit of butter through as I put that water on. Butter.
Okay.
Some lemon.
Ooh, that's nice.
Lots of lemon.
Very fruity. Very much yeah. the season of fruits.
Yeah, basil.
Mm.
And then just topped off with some almonds, flaked almonds, because that just gives a little bit of crunch behind the... You've got that buttery softness of the couscous.
And this isn't the flavoured couscous. This is just plain standard couscous.
Like I said, it really did take me literally minutes to put that together. And then you can drizzle the lemon syrup over the top.
If anybody was not good with nuts because they can't deal with nuts, then what could you put in as an alternative?
Well, I probably would put in sultanas because they plump up with the juice. That's very nice. That quite sweetens it through. Or alternatively, I quite like sunflower seeds. Very healthy. Not too many, just throw them through and they give a little bit of extra crunch in there as well.
And you don't have to have a lot of couscous actually to give you a fair amount of bulk. You know that you've eaten couscous because it expands nicely.
It expands beautifully and it literally takes minutes. It's very underrated.
And that's basil you've got in there as well.
Just grabbed a handful of basil off the kitchen surface and windowsill and threw that in at the same time.
Absolutely wonderful.
But it makes a super pat lunch. In fact, my husband went to work this morning with
he loves
couscous.
You coming into Radio Northampton
he
as
does.
Well.
Yes, he does.
Okay, now I'm going to pick up something here, which I'm going to beat Vanessa to this because this is quite astonishing. If I describe this to you, it's flesh coloured. It's got pink. It's got tiny flower heads in it, and it looks like, is that meringue?
Yes,
I haven't tasted it yet.
In fact, it's the perfect thing. It's a rhubarb and elderflower fool.
A rhubarb and elderflower
fool.
Fool.
Yeah.
Good for
me. Do you remember we were talking the other month? We were talking about having the Eton mess and we were going to have the Spratton mess. Similar.
You've come up with Spratton mess.
Obviously.
Now, this is so refreshing because I can taste...
You've got rhubarb...
Mm.
And
but it's not sharp.
No, it should have a sweetness in. But there should be a little bit of sour in there because we've got the elderflower cordial. That's again an elderflower syrup that's just been drizzled over the top of the whipped cream.
This is a bit of a secret of yours, isn't it? Use syrups where you wouldn't expect to normally find them, and they give you a surprise at the same time as the food.
I think what you've got to do with it's prepped. I mean, the syrups were made about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You can freeze them. It's incredibly inexpensive because elderflowers have been all through the hedges. And it's about layering your food.
And the flower heads that you've got in here.
You don't necessarily eat those. You probably...
You don't
you
eat
can,
those.
You can eat them.
Glad they, you told
no, no,
me
no,
that.
No, you can. You absolutely can. They're perfectly edible, though they'd probably be a little chewy.
Oh, okay.
They look very pretty. They're actually geranium flowers, just the buds.
I've just eaten one. Johnny Amos will have my guts for garters, but tastes really, really...
They're
like
good,
that.
Aren't they? It's another aroma that's sort of leading through the...
Now, something like that, that's not going to be the work of 5 minutes, surely.
Oh, it's very... Very simple.
You're kidding me?
No, really. The meringues you can make 3 or 4 at once. I mean, if you're going to get... The point of this book is that, let's face it, I have not got time to wash up. I'm not like... There's a lot of celebrity chefs out there. They have huge teams behind them doing all the washing up, doing the publicity, etc., etc. This is just me.
Okay.
And I actually really do have to do all of my own washing up. And what I don't want to do is wash up all the time. In fact, you should spend more time washing up than you do actually making the food.
I'm very conscious of time, and I don't want to miss anything out. You've got a bowl of superb-looking cherries there.
Yep.
You told me they came off your tree.
My mother's tree in the garden.
Wash them. They're ready to go with a picnic straight
totally.
Away. And I will have a little bit of this because...
That's actually in tomorrow's Chronicle and Echo, that recipe. So anyone who wants to make this can actually get that recipe tomorrow.
This is a chocolate cake.
Yeah.
It's got cream in it.
Yep.
It's got lavender in it.
Lavender... And chocolate cake.
Hang on.
Now, it's
keep
very
talking.
Naughty. Oodles of fresh cream.
Oh, my God.
All I was saying was, don't make one thing. If you're making a meringue, make three.
Mm-hmm.
They keep.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to whip the cream, look at the date on the pot. If your cream isn't going to go out of date for another week, whip the whole pot, cover it over, put it in the fridge. You don't have to double wash up everything. You have to cook smart.
How long will the cream last for?
Well, this cream here, the date was another sort of, I think it was another 8 days' time. So what I ended up doing was whipping it up for the picnic. And then that I didn't use, I just cling filmed it up, put it back, put a little note on the fridge. I've got, like those magnetic notebooks.
Yeah, I do, yeah, yeah.
And I just put a date on, I just wrote the date on and the cream will be used, whipped up by then. So I don't have to get the stuff out again and whip it all up again and wash it all. It's ready.
Excellent. Excellent. I love it when you come in, because the point that you make is that food doesn't have to take forever and a day to prepare. You can get on with the entertaining. You can get on with the enjoying the time with your family. It is absolutely the season to get out and have a picnic. Why not? There's all sorts of things going on in the county, and we've been talking about open gardens. We've been talking about the Grand Prix. We've been talking about all sorts of other things besides. If you want to find out more about that chocolate cake that I've just been eating, the cake and the cream and the use of the lavender and all those hints and tips and those little notes and those flavours that you'll get, you'll find Vanessa writing in the Chronicle and Echo. And it is tomorrow, yes?
It is. It's in tomorrow's Chronicle in the weekend guide, I think they call it.
Lovely to have you in, as always.
My pleasure.
When's the book out?
It's in May. I'm right in the middle of developing the recipes. You'll have to wait till May, I'm afraid. It's called Prepped.
No, we won't, because we'll have her in again
ready
before too much longer as the seasons continue. Vanessa, thanks for coming
in. My pleasure.
BBC Radio Northampton. Traffic and travel.
BBC Radio Northampton.
We keep you up to date with the latest from the British Grand Prix at Silverstone.
At the moment, the A43 does not allow any through traffic, only traffic heading to or from the British Grand Prix at Silverstone this afternoon.